Hello, good morning, and this is a podcast concerning prayer for London. Yesterday there was an attack, people died, the assailant was shot, and this morning the nation is reeling from this. I'd just like to bring a prophetic perspective from that. There's been one or two posts this morning on Facebook concerning the scripture which says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit will start raise up a standard. And it seems to me that we're catching a scriptural basis to, in which to present a defense spiritually for the nation. I think it's time that the nation recognizes that these attacks are coming, and we're not the beleaguered in the situation. We are the head, not the tail. And the situation is that God is moving in this nation in a very powerful way. And I believe that because he's moving in a very powerful way, the enemy is coming to attack what God is doing, to promote fear. The first thing that the enemy wants to promote is fear. Now, fear paralyzes. Fear undermines faith. So, what is happening in the nation is that we're getting an expectation of something new beginning to take place. So, that expectation, that excitement, is giving us new energy, giving us new joy. And the word says that the Lord's joy is my strength. So, we're getting stronger. And as we're getting stronger, that joy propels us into acts and exploits of faith, which brings and makes a demand on God for certain things to happen. Therefore, what's happening in Britain today is that God, through Brexit, is changing the landscape of this country, changing the language of this country. Many people see Brexit as being negative. They see it as being divisive. But what I'm seeing and what many are seeing is that Brexit is a change in direction, is a reaffirmation of the English constitution, the English value system, whereas it's been watered down because of the European project, which started out as being a trade organization, has now become a political project which Britain never subscribed to. Therefore, against this context, guarding the whole thing about Brexit, because what needs to happen, we don't need to become all belligerent and divisive. We need to encourage the determination as a nation to be a nation unto God. As in times past, when revivals, missionaries would go forth from this nation because they had foundational training. There was a religious, a spiritual heritage that is here that isn't in many countries. And what is happening is that we need to unlock that heritage. We need to research, we need to read and find out the saints and the people that have gone before what they did and unlock those examples. So this podcast is to encourage us on this day. A very difficult situation in London where people died, where there was an attack, where there was an atmosphere of terror. We are not the tail in this situation, we are the head. And finally, to bring that scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit will raise up a standard against him. That is the correct reading of that scripture. It isn't when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit will raise up a standard against. That's not the correct translation. In the Hebrew, it says when the enemy comes in, comma, the spirit like a flood, the spirit will raise up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in, only a flood can stop his invasion. We've seen floods, we've seen tsunamis, and what they do, they take everything with them, cars, houses, bridges, they take everything. And what the Lord wants to do in our day is to raise up a standard through his church, a standard of goodness, of peace, of joy, of everything that is positive into this nation. And that has got to be a flood. And it will only be a flood if the church unites beneath the banner called Kingdom of God, beneath the banner of Jesus Christ, who was given a kingdom, was given dominion. That is my perspective on London today.